Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their series of conversations about quoting, sampling, and borrowing in music, this time talking about Offenbach and Saint-Saëns.
So the famous Offenbach, of course, he did the Cancan, which everybody loved, and that has been adopted in our tour that you're taking me on here, Yehuda. Through composers who took the music of other composers, and Saint-Saëns was one of those people who stole from Offenbach.
Yes, another use, or if you like, misuse, of quotations by others in music could be for just poking fun, for joking. The Cancan is a French dance from the late 19th century, which features unrestrained gaiety and vulgarity. Sorry, Alan, that's what Cancan is. You can imagine chorus girls dancing this dance in the Moulin Rouge in Paris, yeah, with legs flying high. Or you can go to Radio City, they still have this tradition. Jacques Offenbach is the king of the Cancan. And the most famous one of all is the one from his opera Tales of Hoffmann. Rapid, energetic, a lot of fun. Wagner hated him with a passion. Not only was he Jewish, the son of a cantor, but he was the most popular composer in Paris when Wagner arrived, completely unknown and unrecognized. So what does Saint-Saëns do with this Cancan? He takes it and quotes it in his Carnival of the Animals. And which animal is doing the Cancan? The turtle. So he slows it down painfully, and it depicts the turtle with a double bass, very low and very slow. So let's hear it. Let's hear the Cancan, the original piece by Offenbach. Juxtapose it with Saint-Saëns's wonderful sense of humor as he uses it to depict the turtle.
Close Encounters with Music's next presentation, The Politics of Opera, with author and scholar Mitchell Cohen, will take place on November 12th. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.